The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor and banquets. They devour widows' houses and, for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our men's Bible study, we have been learning about the ways of ancient world, which is the setting of our biblical stories. It felt to me that it was a really tough life. Our modern world, rather, is so accustomed to comforts, shortcuts, and lenient and just laws. But by the look of things, the ancient world does not seem survivable by our own standards. For example, the ancient world didn't have soaps, so they were easily vulnerable to skin diseases like leprosy. You do not want to have one of those. So I did realize something, though, that we share the same human hearts and also aspirations. They also wanted to make it in life just like us. So, well, you may say, it may depend on what do you mean by doing well. So you mean doing well by God's standards or doing well by human standards? And so we have that too. So our Old Testament then began with the story of God sending the prophet Elijah outside Israel because Israel had become so corrupt with idolatry, and God was so done with them. And so it seems like God wanted to remind them that he is the Lord and creator of all, not just the Israelites, that God has people all over the globe and that he was the Lord of everyone. And Israel was doing very well by human standards, so they forgot God's standards, God's covenant with them. God was not pleased. So the same scenario we observed in the New Testament when Jesus points out the corruption of the Israel's leaders in the temple. They were getting richer, and while poor widows were going hungry. I am afraid that in our modern world, it is possible to be more attracted by human standards rather than God's. So our prayer is that we would come to love God's standards as our own. So let the battle begin. So which standards are more attractive to you? Is it the human standards or is it God's standards? Remember, we want to please people, right? We want people to like us. So we will do everything to please people. So that is going more and more on human standards. But God's standards, you do not have to go on that treadmill. You do not have to do that. God tells you that he loves you. And just because you know he loves you, so you do everything you know how to please him. In the same way you you do everything that you want to please your parents. So in the same way. So on one hand, one can say that as long as we live in this world, people's standards will always attract us. We all want to make it in some way, economically, spiritually, you name it. We want to do well. And this sounds innocent. But when we look at God's rebuke of Israel, we come to realize that not every choice we make that says, a memo, I'm trying to make it, will or can pass God's standards. And that was Israel's problem. Well, I have two examples for us. One is someone posted a video on one of those apps that is a next door neighbor or something. And so it was a video of somebody coming from the road and coming into their driveway and then forcing their entry into their vehicle and pick up something, and then they disappeared in the night. And for that person, maybe he's saying, I'm trying to make it. So to make it meant I need to go and get something from other people's cars. And so can that pass God's standard? Can it? No, it can't pass God's standard. So I have another second example. You know that there is, if you want to travel in some places, they would ask you to go and get a COVID test. So if you are going to get a COVID test in the United States, it may cost you from zero to maybe $20 to the most. Although I have heard that in some other places it could easily get to 120. But guess what? How much it cost in Africa? $350. That's a lot of money, you would think, from a place that people don't have that kind of money. So you want to travel? $350. Like, that's a lot of money. And I'm drawn to think it's going in someone's pocket, right? It's going into someone's... What's wrong with our world where people are trying to make it and they make sure that the people who don't have are the first ones to suffer the most? Isn't that sad? And because that Israel goofed up as well, the prophet was sent to a widow in Zarephath, a city in Sidon. By the way, that's where Queen Jezebel comes from. And she was Elijah's number one enemy. So because of Israel's corruption, God's favor turns where? To Sidon. And guess who they have as for their god? Their god is called Baal. It's a small god. Their Baal. And they have a drought. He is the god of rain, and they have a drought. And so everybody have a big famine there, and they don't have anything to eat. And this widow has only this much food left. And she's still willing to share that with the men of God. And by obeying and being still faithful, then God was a blessing to her. Which to me tells me that if there is any place that you feel like there's nothing good that can come out of this dead place, God can make miracles even in the land of the enemy. Even in those places where you don't think there's anything that could come out of it, God can still bring life in those situations. Case in point, this poor widow was blessed. On the other hand, we just celebrated All Saints last Sunday. It's a remembrance of those who have courageously lived their lives for the sake of God. They did not care about human standards. They cared more about God's standards. They knew the cost of following human standards, how temporary it is and how it doesn't pay well. It never pays well because it never gets to be enough. Its goals shift all the time depending on the trend. Maybe after you have a third house, you want a yacht. And once you get a yacht, you want an aeroplane. And once you have one aeroplane, you want a second aeroplane. It never gets to be enough. And most people, what's sad is that some preachers also go onto that treadmill. You know, I want the next thing on. I want the next thing on. You don't rest and you don't, I want the next thing on. I want the next thing on. But Jesus tells us, my burden is lighter. And in me, you will find rest for your souls. And the trouble is, when we are so into these human standards, we can't rest. We can't rest. Because in some way, these goals that we put ourselves into are a heavy burden that we were never meant to carry. So these saints knew how to rest in God, how to simplify their lives and resist the world of materialism. And certainly these saints were no pushovers. They knew their only hope was in God's grace. And Jesus brings this same issue when he's in the temple and he comes and just sit in one place and just watch people come to that place where you put the offerings, and a lot of people are coming in with money and putting money in, and a poor widow comes and put a penny in there, and he calls his disciples and tells them, you see, that widow gave everything that she owned. So how poor that is for even for the leaders who are getting richer, because look, again, they are trying to make it. You see, they're trying to make it. So they don't care about going back to this widow and find out, did she find anything to eat last night? Did she? She was obeying the law. She was giving. But that, did they care? But God cares. God cares deeply about his people. Did they care, Israel leaders? Now what made God mad? And the question is for us, is it right for us to continue to pursue our goals, earthly goals, even if it means other people will suffer for it? This sounds to me like a human standard which cannot and won't pass God's standards. Remember, love your neighbor as yourself. And the golden rule, don't do to others what you do not wish others to do to you. Sounds reasonable? I love my God. We learned that in Memphis, three families have arrived from Afghanistan. So thank you, St. Andrews, for giving here so that we can help people in our community. So St. Andrew was able to help so that they can find the items for the chicken, their kitchens, and they need a mattress, they need things to begin their new lives here in Memphis. So thank you for even doing that. And St. Andrews was able to do that. And I'm very grateful that we could do that. So may we be encouraged by the lives of the saints, knowing that it is possible even for us to live for God. May we seek strength from God to bypass human standards and learn more from God's standards and make them our own. And that's where we can truly find life and peace. Amen.